A new antibody treatment OSF Healthcare has been using for older and other high-risk COVID patients has shown promising results. Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services Dr. Brian Curtis tells Eric Stock OSF has given the monoclonal immunotherapy infusion bamlanivimab, or BAM for short, to about 600 patients that had COVID symptoms. 5% of those patients ended up in the hospital.
When you look at the over 65, if you look at CDC, you know, admission rates for COVID positive patients over 65, you know, runs probably 12 to 13%, and if you get over 85, actually you get over 75 and you're looking at about a 15% admission rate, you know. And so again, it was a small study, but you know, within that 600 patients, you would think you would have more admissions than that, COVID positive that are symptomatic. And so we anticipated that from the data that for every 10 patients that we would treat, we would prevent one admission. And so we would anticipate that we would prevent 60 admissions throughout the system, which really kind of supports the data. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does seem to be. So you're looking at, you've cut what you would typically expect by close to 10%. So that's about 1 in 10. Is that... Does that provide some optimism for this treatment in the long term?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, again, it's a small sample. You know, the optimism really, I think, is going to, this is a treatment option for a very select patient population. And again, we are infusing some people under 65 if they have health conditions, but a majority of them are over 65. And so really, It does give us some hope, but really the optimism is really around the vaccine right now. Is like anything else, you know, anything that we can use to prevent somebody from getting the disease, we're going to be better off than treating them once they have a disease process. And so prevention is always the best bet.
Would there be an expectation that the scale could be broadened a bit, that more people could be given this treatment? I know you said there are some under 65 with other conditions that were given it, but could it be broadened further?
What the studies with BAM infusions have shown will be is that if patients that are hospitalized or don't meet the indicate, particularly around people that are hospitalized and receive BAM, they actually do worse than people that do not receive BAM. And so the studies have really kind of demonstrated that. So hospitalization, you should not receive BAM. And I don't think that's going to change. In regards to, you know, moving it off of to people that don't have risk factors for hospitalization, I don't think that we would look at that, because really, if you look at the emergency use authorization around BAM, it was all around preventing hospitalization. And that was the whole premise behind it. And that's the premise for us to be given it, is to prevent hospitalization of patients. And so, you know, that's our primary endpoint. And so really giving it to somebody that doesn't have a risk for being hospitalized, your number needed to treat just increases so much that it really becomes an unbeneficial medication, at least that we're seeing at this point. And then so a young, you know, healthy 28-year-old that has, you know, COVID, you know, probably won't receive a lot of benefit from it.
And so to help us understand, taking the numbers and putting them into a concept that people can visualize, reducing the number of, or the percentage of likely hospitalizations from 12-ish percent to 5%, how much of a difference does that make at a time when many hospitals are at or near capacity on a daily basis?
You know, if you start looking at patients that are admitted with COVID to the hospital, they tend to be in the hospital longer than an ordinary person would be in the hospital. And so you're looking at an extended hospital length of stay. And if you go into the intensive care unit, you even have a longer stay. And if you end up on a ventilator, it even increases that stay. And so it actually serves two points. One, being hospitalized, we know, because you're having a more serious COVID infection, increases mortality risk. We know that. And so any hospitalization we can prevent actually opens up a bed for somebody else that may or may not have COVID. And so really, any little bit helps.
That was Dr. Brian Curtis of OSF Healthcare with Eric Stock. Hospital capacity in Bloomington Normal has improved in the last week, but McLean County's total of COVID-related hospitalizations is at an all-time high.